From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama reiterated his commitment last night to the gay and lesbian community to end the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy at a dinner hosted by the country's largest gay civil rights advocacy group, but he did not provide any specifics.
Despite the real gains that we've made, there's still laws to change and there's still hearts to open.
Some at the Human Rights Campaign dinner in Washington say they've heard the president's promises before, and now they want a timetable. Pakistani soldiers have raided their own army headquarters near the country's capital to free more than 24 hostages held there for more than 20 hours. Army officials say 3 of the captives were killed, along with 4 of their captors. Veer Singh reports from New Delhi.
Gunshots rang out from Pakistan's heavily fortified army headquarters just before dawn as commandos stormed an area where men wearing military uniforms had fought their way in a day earlier. The strike at the base in Rawalpindi near Pakistan's capital Islamabad is the third attack by suspected militants in less than a week. Analysts there say the violence undercuts the government's claim that it has broken the back of the Taliban and other rebels based in northwest Pakistan near the border with Afghanistan. The region is used by truck convoys carrying supplies for U.S. and other NATO troops fighting across the border. Pakistan says it now has no choice but to step up operations against the rebels, who say that any such move would result in more attacks across the country. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
The Chief Justice of the California Supreme Court is blasting the state government as dysfunctional because of its reliance on the referendum process to make policy. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has details.
Chief Justice Ronald M. George said the widespread use of voter referendums in California to change state laws gives special interest groups too much power. He says it handcuffs legislators and becomes a burden to the judicial branch. In remarks delivered to the American Academy of Arts and Sciences in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Justice George warned of California's system of direct democracy. He said the result is a system that places California lawmakers in a fiscal straitjacket that makes them unable to solve the state's financial crisis. The result, said George, is growing debt because there is no political will to either curb spending or to raise taxes. The state high court then incurs the displeasure of the voting public, said George, when it has to resolve legal challenges to voter initiatives. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the world is not going to wait indefinitely for Iran to live up to its international obligations regarding its nuclear program. Speaking in London today, Clinton termed the recent meeting between Iran and 6 world leaders in Geneva a constructive beginning on Iran's nuclear ambitions. She says Tehran's words must be followed by actions. The West believes Iran is intent on building nuclear weapons. This is NPR. Russia plans to extend the life of the International Space Station beyond 2015, although Moscow must be responsible for most of the flights after the U.S. retires its shuttles. Space agency officials will meet most likely in Japan in March of next year to talk about the future of the orbiting outpost, that according to Russian space official Alexei Krasnov. The announcement comes after a Russian-American crew returned safely to Earth after a 6-month tour of duty at the International Space Station. Workplace stress is turning into a national crisis in France following the suicides of 24 workers at France Telecom. The deaths have prompted the government to push French companies to undertake active stress management programs. Frank Browning has more from Paris.
Labor Minister Javier Darcos urged 2,500 large French firms to immediately enter talks with their employee unions on techniques for reducing worker stress. He suggested that many deaths attributed to workplace accidents may actually be suicides. The deaths at France Telecom, a formerly state-owned company that has embarked on a program of regular employee reassignment and retraining, has drawn the most attention. Some say because 70% of its employees are former civil service workers unused to meeting private sector productivity demands. But France Telecom has also drawn attention to the high national rate of suicide in the land of joie de vivre. At 15 suicides per 100,000, France is second only to Finland, known for its cold, dark winters, in Western European suicide. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
California officials say firefighters have fully contained the sheep fire that charred more than 11 square miles of brush and timber. It happened about 70 miles northeast of Los Angeles. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.